Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Reality Check,
where we will be your dragony queen!
Subscribe so you never miss an episode!
It is economic empowerment. That's when queens earn our coin, honey. If I'm buying a car, I'm getting a house, it's after five.
Money! What's the crack? We have a gorgeous episode for you all today where the topic is very near and dear to our heart, our favorite time of the year. We are talking about pride today, ladies.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it.
And to celebrate such an incredible topic, we have a fabulous megastar, an icon, a legend to our community, the one, the only, Miss Peppermint.
Yay! Peppermint!
Hello, ladies.
Hello, babe. How are you?
I'm feeling fabulous. I'm here in New York City. I'm so excited to be. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning while we're taping, I'm so happy to be here. I've got my special drag dickie because I'm not, you know, during these these Zoom type things, I don't even have a full outfit. So this is totally a dickie. It's not even real. And I love it. It's just like putting on a tablecloth.
Peppermint, I've literally got no shoes on, no underwear on. I've just got big, airy legs and a jacket.
My balls are on the seat. I'm literally like sweating. They're like, you know when you kind of peel like a plaster off, like a Band-Aid off? That's literally my balls right now.
Oh my goodness. First question then. When was your first ever Pride and what does Pride mean to you? Pride means a lot to me, especially in Northern Ireland with marriage equality being such a big deal at the moment. I mean, now it's been passed, but this year should have been our Pride where we got to stomp the streets with our equality and live our best lives. And it just, it's always been a statement of rights. It's a protest and I love Pride. It means so much to me. What about you girls?
You know what I mean? I know it's a big piss up. It's a big party. The drag queens get to double the fee. I love all that. Brilliant. But also, you've got to think of Stonewall and the people who threw the first stone. You know what I mean? The trans women of colour, the drag queens, the lesbians, everyone, the bisexuals, the non-binaries, everything. Just remember those who came before us so we could... Yeah, they walked so we could strut. So, yeah, just... yeah, big respect, but also get pissed and have a laugh.
What about you, Vinegar?
What was the question again? So when?
Jesus
Christ. Could I got confused because Bagger was saying about protest. I was like, is the question about protest or when was my first Pride?
When was your first Pride and what does it mean to you?
Oh, so my first Pride, I think I went out and saw my first Pride. When I was like in my teenage years, I just started sucking and I was like, oh, this is nice. So I literally was like, let me go.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah. So I think I saw my first Pride when I was like 16, 17, all kind of the Pride parades going around and that kind of stuff. And then kind of as I got older and started getting more into the scene, that was when I kind of saw the kind of protest side and the party side of it as well. So for me, I feel like Pride has been an evolution as I've been evolving as a person as a gay man, essentially. But I think I really started to appreciate Pride when I've actually started working on Pride as well. So, you know, when you get to work in the bars and work outside the bars and get pissed with everyone and that kind of stuff, even though it means different things for different people, we're such on the same page because, you know, it's a community of people who have probably suffered the same oppressions and, you know, we have that common ground in that way. So yes, I think Pride for me just means that kind of community spirit. And I think it's that I feel like Pride is happening all year round. But I feel like when it's that kind of 1 month or whatever, where you've got your whole town kind of on the same page, that's when Pride is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. I friggin' love Pride.
Mm-hmm. By the way, my first Pride was Birmingham. I didn't answer that. It was in Birmingham, England. And I was about 17. So that's the answer to that.
Pep, what about you?
My first like official pride where I was like, oh, this is it, was definitely in New York City. When I moved to New York, people are walking around topless, shaking their titties. Everyone is feeling it. The floats, the parade, the colors. Really just the joy of being in the community, or, and also not only being queer in the community, but people outside of the community finding joy in supporting us, right? And that was really major for me to see, coming from a smaller town. And I was working at the clubs. We had worked on Saturday night. In New York, the Pride parade is on a Sunday. And so we did not go to sleep. We had our matching outfits, all the queens, and we just like zombie walked over to the parade, and they had a convertible for us. But I felt I was going to die because it's like miles long. It's like so long. It's a couple of hours, you know, walking. And we just got this sudden burst of energy. And it's always been that same thing, whether you're just coming from the club or whether you like went to bed early and planned it and were excited, whatever. There's all of this massive energy and love and joy, which is great. And it's been like that for my whole time living in New York City, which has been the past 22 years. But it wasn't until recently, a few years ago, that I had the opportunity to travel for Pride to Riga, Latvia, where they were having Euro Pride. And wow. It was quite the opposite in Riga, Latvia, Eastern Europe, former Soviet territory. And there were people lining the streets screaming, but they were not screaming support. There were no floats. There was no corporate participation. It was just queer people marching in the streets. They were throwing, you know, eggs at us. I got hit by several eggs. Wow. In the past, though, they had thrown all kinds of stuff, even bricks. People had been hurt before. And so, but one of the things that was still there was like all of this joy of the people who were marching, that they were doing, that they kind of had this defiance and this, that they had pride. And they were marching not because they wanted to get drunk at the club or because they wanted to have a party or like, you know, hook up with somebody. They were marching. It felt as though they were literally marching for their lives. And so it's so interesting that pride is something different to everyone, depending on where you are at your stage in life, kind of what you were saying, Vinegar. You know, when you're first starting out, or if it's your first pride, or if you're, you know, a 100-year-old queen, it represents something different. But I'm happy that it represents all those things. For some, it's just to let go and release. For some, it's a statement of and claiming our rights and really asserting our identity. For some of us, like Bagga was saying, it is economic empowerment. That's when queens earn our coin, honey. If I'm buying a car, I'm getting a house, it's after that.
Money! Right, ladies and blue, I have a question from anonymous. Is that how you say?
M&M's.
Yeah, I've got a message from M&M, the real Slim Shady. So they are asking what you shouldn't do at Pride. What you shouldn't do. We've been speaking about what we should do and how we should party and how we should protest. But what shouldn't we do? Well, I'll start with you shouldn't be a. You know what I mean? You should respect everyone. You should respect everyone around you. As long as everyone's being nice and friendly, treat people how you want to be treated. Use the correct pronouns. If you know what I mean? If you don't know the pronouns, you know what I mean? If you are talking to someone, identify them as they or hey, hello, you know what I mean? And yeah, and just if there's anyone who needs help, if you see anyone fall over like myself in a lorry or something, you know what I mean, when I'm drunk. So just like oh, that bitch is drunk, help her up, you know what I mean? So yeah, just be respectful and just love one another. Just love one another and don't be a mean, horrible bitch.
That bitch is drunk. Knock her down.
throw her in the canal. She's drunk, bagger.
I would say that what you shouldn't do on your first Pride, as tough as it will probably be, I would actually say maybe don't get blackout drunk on your first Pride.
That's what I was going to say too.
Yeah.
I remember drinking so much red wine that I went home and I told my whole family, you all hate me because you think I'm gay. And they were like, where were you today? I was like, at Pride, but what does that mean?
That means, yeah, I'm not gay. Pride is for everyone. Pride is for everyone.
Oh, that is hysterical. But,
so yeah.
Blue. Oh, you are adorable.
I definitely think enjoy your first Pride, but not too much. And be careful. If you're going to go home with someone, be careful that it's safe and the best decision for you at that time.
Mm-hmm. If you're going home with somebody at Pride, it probably isn't the best decision.
Exactly. No. That's what, without saying it, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it's true what you're saying. If you are going to walk up at Pride, it's your first Pride, just be safe. You know what I mean? Don't get
just
into
be
random
safe.
Car. Yeah. Don't get into random cars, wear protection, all that. So just be safe if you're going to have a good old shag. You know what I mean?
I want to talk about more practical things. So, like, support your local
not anal sex.
And always tip. That's what I would say. This is quite a practical one. Are there any items that you must carry with you at Pride? So anything in your bum bag or your fanny pack?
Makeup wipes.
And if you're a drag queen, if you're doing drag all day, performing all day, put a razor in your bag, because I end up having a full... I turn from... Julia Roberts into George Clooney through the day. Do you know what I mean?
Is it really George Clooney, though?
look at these bones, these beautiful bone structure. I think it's either George Clooney or Brad Pitt, one of them.
Lube, condoms, prep, if you take it. I don't know, what else do you need? Like hairspray for drag queens, lipstick top up,
eyelash glue,
a phone charger because it's a long day.
For sure, yeah. a phone charger.
And
money, if you've got, or your card, you know what I mean? You don't want to go to Pride and see everybody drinking and no one's buying you a drink, but everybody buys me a drink because I'm a very famous woman. But if you're not a famous woman, you know what I mean? You're not going to get a drink.
Some sandals for drag queens too, if you just want to take off your heels and take a little slider.
I just get a mobility scooter and I just... sit in my mobility scooter. Yeah.
You look like you're in one right now.
I've done it three times. I've literally got a mobility scooter and I just go in my little mobility scooter smoking, go waving at people and they're like, is that
and they're like, who's this old lady?
Yeah. they're like, is that an old woman or is it a drag queen? They literally don't know. They're looking at me like, Is it a drag queen or is it just an old woman who's
such a good idea?
Both.
Both. If it's your first time at Pride, bring an open mind. Bring an open mind because you're going to see some sights. My first Pride, I was looking around. I was like, oh my God, there's puppies and dogs.
That's the truth. And there's actually, it's the truth.
Men with pierced nipples and they're like stalactite nipples.
Pierced nipples and dogs.
Lesbians, drag queens and...
Coprins.
These are a few of my
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So this question is from McCready86, and they ask, do you think Pride is more commercial and has lost its meaning? Oh, very deep question.
I understand what they're saying about, you know, Pride becoming commercial, a lot of brands kind of jumping on Pride and putting a Pride flag up and that kind of stuff. But actually, I think it's really important to have brands support Pride.
Totally.
It's a massive community who are customers of these brands. So I think the more support, the better.
Visibility and awareness is so important and people don't realise it. If my parents knew someone gay in their family before I came out, then they would have been so much quicker to accept it.
I just think if they are making money from LGBT t-shirts or LGBT mugs, whatever, You know what I mean? I think a certain amount should go to an LGBT charity if they're cashing in.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy if it's just out there and to show everyone around the world it's just normal. Unfortunately, pride shouldn't even be an issue anymore, but we've still got to do it because there's a lot more work to do.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't even be a thing because everyone should just be accepted. If I want to suck a that's my business. I'm not hurting anyone. You know what I mean?
Somebody wants suck a
exactly. And if somebody wants to live as their authentic self, you know what I mean? How's that affecting you? You know what I mean? It's not affecting you in the slightest.
Mm.
So just live and let live and let people be happy and concentrate on your own life.
Yeah. Amen, honey. I think I agree with all of you. You know, I think we're at this interesting time and place where we're with the internet, people are quick to call each other out. And so there is a lot of criticism over the mainstreaming of things. We know about it. Just even being Rue Girls, people have criticized queer spaces that were once just like, you know, for outcasts and folks who consider themselves renegades. You know, it lost sort of some of that fire. Some people may feel that way and they have a point if it, you know, it has changed, and if anything, it's gotten more broad and wider and more welcoming. And I think at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want places to be more inclusive, not exclusive, especially after 2020. To me, I think there's like pre-2020 way of being an ally, and then post-2020 with so many things with the intersectionality of our community, recognizing Black Lives Matter, recognizing Black trans lives, recognizing how much is at stake for all of us. I think it's really important that companies walk the walk, like Bagga was saying. And so, you know, putting up the flag is great. And now, oh, you're ready? Great. You're raising your hand. That's what the flag is. And now we're watching. So you're not going to be able to take down the flag and be a completely different and act differently. You're going to have to basically keep that flag up all year.
Yeah, absolutely. Watching. I'd love to see a time when actually companies are doing more to be more inclusive all year round. Just say Topshop, for instance. Why is there not a section where you've got your male, your female, tall, petite, whatever? And where is a section where this is like a trans friendly section where actually measurements are like mindful of how body shapes can be on trans people. And I feel like, I mean, for me, I think that would be an amazing thing to see, that like a clothing brand just goes, right, we've now got an inclusive thing. I think on ASOS, they've got more kind of like a unisex vibe and that kind of stuff, which is great. But I still think it can go so much further to be completely inclusive. Because I agree with you guys, like a flag for one month out of the year isn't enough. I feel like it needs to be a conscious change and a conscious adaptation to what brands are and what they offer, their customers. So I'd love to see a new way of bringing products out that really are inclusive.
I think you bring up a really good point. And one of the things that always ends up like kind of overlapping is if you make clothing that is specifically for trans women and that's who you intended for, cisgender women who are tall or a cisgender woman who has a body that's shaped differently is also going to be grateful for that. So it's good to be mindful of trans bodies in this example, to be more inclusive. But basically, if they were just more open and inclusive of all body types, whether they're however they identify, then that would basically take care of it for everyone.
Yeah.
And we should support that. Let's do our own line of clothing.
Don't get me to sew it. It'll fall off of people in the middle of the street.
I love it.
Peppermint Dickies. You're going to get them in all the shops. All the shops.
Dickie Mint. Oh my God, Dickie Mint. I'd buy that.
Girl, I'm about to come out with a line of Dickies. I swear.
Peppermint Dickies.
I've got a Dickie in my hand right now. You just can't see it.
Right, I've got a question from Anonymous. Should Pride be more family friendly? Oh. All the prides I go to... I know it's true. All the prides I go to, they are family friendly.
Yeah.
I look in the audience and there's like babies and 10-year-olds and 5-year-olds and 80-year-olds. They bring the whole family. It's literally like the Von Trapps just watching me sing.
The only time it's not family friendly is when you go to a sauna afterwards. Like, that's the only time it's not family friendly. Like, don't take the kids to a sauna.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what I would say. But I think it's absolutely family friendly.
Yeah, they have a family tent and they do face painting and all that. And
yeah.
I just love it when you see all the little baby drag queens and they're like, okay, mama, and the only drag they've ever seen.
I think that when people assume that Pride isn't family friendly, it's really not what's actually happening at Pride. I think that that's their way of saying that they're not ready to see queer people just frolicking and being joyful and loving each other. And that's really what's happening at Pride. And if you think it's just that is debaucherous or, you know, somehow obscene, I'm not attacking the person who asked the question, but I'm saying generally, if someone who wants to say that Pride is just adult themed and pornographic or something, then they really have a very old fashioned view of just what of acceptance, you know?
Yeah.
And they're probably operating from the place of, we don't want to see two men or two lesbians or a trans person making out or holding hands. That's pornographic. Well, that's not pornographic. That's just two people holding hands.
Yeah, totally.
100%.
I feel like in Belfast, it certainly is like very still underground, and it was until like the last few years where things have just started to like pick up. It's like being gay is being more mainstream, and it feels more accepted by like the world as a whole. I know not in all kind of areas, but certainly in Belfast they've opened up their minds. And last year we had like younger shows that you could go to for like younger people. There was a lot more families and family friends friendly things to do, like face painting and stuff like that. And I just feel like it's like a great thing to see, because where I'm from, like, I actually get to see Pride and the reasons for Pride and the reasons why we've had Pride and what it's done for our community. And I feel like seeing kids and stuff at the shows, it just meant so much to me. And it's stuff like, I know we always say it, but like Drag Race did really help a lot, and it still continues to. And seeing drag queens on TV, then the kids say, I want to go see this show. Mom, can we go watch some Pride? There's an underage show. And they come along and it's amazing to see. So things like Drag Race and gay people being on TV and stuff like that has really helped us out, and I get to reap the benefits of that. And I definitely think it is family friendly. And if it's not family friendly where you're from, it's becoming family friendly because we're putting in the effort. And we have these prides, which are the reason for that.
So the answer is yes. They should be family friendly, and they are. And when everyone's family is accepting of the queerness that's there, then they will be extremely family friendly because all of those families will be there.
Yeah. And you might see half naked men, you might see cock rings, you might see this, that, the other. That is just people living their best life on Pride and letting them do it.
Yes. That was just Baga. She left her wheelchair by the...
Yes. I leave my wheelchair and I just... This is so family friendly.
Where's your dad? Here he is. Hello.
Baga, I can just imagine you in your little mobility scooter with a little radio in the front and it's playing Pointer Sisters. I love it. Sounds great.
I love it. It's so good. I really do. I literally add my cigarettes, my music and all that, and I literally just knock people over. I'm really
You are your own pride. So
I love this scooter idea. I think it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I want to join you, girl.
I had a horn on the last one. I had a little horn on the last one. I was like, beep, beep, beep.
Get out of the way.
No. And that's the answer to that amazing question. Pride is family friendly, unless you go to Pride with me.
I've had such a great day celebrating Pride with you ladies.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Peppermint, before you go, I want to do one thing.
What is it?
The little cross on the mouth.
What was that question, Peppermint? The fracking?
Not that!
You can follow me at Bag of Chips on Instagram or Chip Shop Bird on Twitter.
And you can follow me at The Only Vinegar Strokes on Instagram and at The Only Vinegar on Twitter.
And you can follow me at BlueHydrangea_ on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us for
Reality Check!
This show is produced by Yahoo UK.
If you feel you or someone you know is in need of a safe space to discuss sexuality, gender identity, sexual health, and emotional well-being, you can contact the confidential Switchboard LGBT plus helpline at switchboard.lgbt.
The gov.uk website has expert advice about how to find sexual health education. For more information and advice on all things related to sexual health and well-being, visit brook.org.uk.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.